From glow-up injections to anti-aging shortcuts, peptides are suddenly everywhere. They're being sold online, they're being peddled by influencers, and even pushed by figures like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And we're going to end the war at FDA against alternative medicine.
You know, thank you.
The war on stem cells, the war on chelating drugs, the war on peptides.
But the injectable peptide shots you're seeing all over your social media are not regulated for human use. And to quote one of Britain's leading scientists, people are converting themselves into guinea pigs or lab rats. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. Have a listen to this.
Every single celebrity that you idolize is taking peptides.
Let's do 5 injections.
Peptides that make you look and feel 10 years younger?
If you're wondering whether you should get this, I say yes. In every way, yes.
A lot of the bodies you see in Hollywood films are on peptides.
I actually saw The Rock talking about peptide use recently, which was kind of like a...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dipping his toes in the water.
Are peptides legal? Sort of. Sometimes. Some of them. With a prescription.
Man, I used to love PPC 157 until the FDA just came down on it.
What the f*** is that about?
Dude, it just...
Why did they do that?
Well, that is just some of the flood of content that you will see on social media and YouTube advocating for the magical powers of injectable peptides. I don't know about you, but I've definitely noticed mentions of peptides creeping into everything lately, from skincare to anti-aging to wellness and even to these syringes that you can only buy online. And to be fair, peptides themselves aren't new. Some are well established in medicine. Insulin is one. You're all familiar with GLP-1. That's the weight loss drugs like Ozempic. They're based on them too. But what's new, I suppose, is how far this has spread and the claims that are being made about these peptides. It's created a whole online market of peptides that aren't regulated and are definitely not approved for human use. They're basically just research chemicals, often bought from these rather dodgy online stores. And some of these products are being marketed with big, big promises. Better skin, faster recovery, even anti-aging. But without, it appears, solid clinical backing. And perhaps unsurprisingly, those peptides are huge for so-called looks maxers. And I'm sure you're familiar with that term now, and we talked about it here on News Talk Daily a few weeks ago. Well, the American FDA restricted the sale of many of these products a couple of years ago over safety concerns. But now the US Health Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is demanding that those restrictions be reversed. So, what do we know about these peptides? And how real is the risk of Irish people influenced by the social media buzz of buying these unlicensed chemicals online? Well, skin expert Ivana Breen is with me to talk about this. Ivana, you're very welcome to News Talk Daily. And I'm also joined on the line by Nikki Dwyer, CEO of Future Beauty and co-host of the Fess Up podcast. You're both very welcome to the podcast.
Thank
Ivana,
you for having us.
I'm going to actually start with you, and I'm going to go to the very beginning because we like to do deep dives here on News Talk Daily. What actually are peptides and why are they everywhere right now?
Essentially, a peptide is a short chain amino acid. They are like, think of them as building blocks for proteins in your skin, well, in your body, in fact. They will create things like collagen and elastin within the body. They're like chemical messengers. They help in control our hormones, and they're involved in lots of hundreds, thousands of different interactions in our body, in all our different cells and in all our organs. So they're very important. And I think...
And they're naturally occurring.
They're naturally occurring. We produce them ourselves in our bodies. We naturally are able to produce them. And I think the reason that we're seeing a lot of talk about them is for the likes of, as you say, the GLP-1s and the BPC 157. They're very popular at the moment, and that, I think, has opened the door to peptides. Where we've talked about peptides in skincare for years, now we're looking at all these other injectable types.
So the GLP-1 that we're familiar with, the Ozempics, the Wegovy, the Mounjaro, these are messenger peptides. They have the ability to change the way your body works at kind of a fundamental level, which is why I suppose they're generally treated with real caution. They are prescription only. They're to be used in very certain circumstances, aren't they?
Absolutely. And that's the thing about peptides. Within skincare, we've worked with peptides for years, and there has been, we know, for example, the likes of Metrixyl and Argiline and copper peptides. These are peptides that have been researched in skincare. They've been researched and regulated in formulations. And there's very strict guidelines and rules in the EU about what can be put into skincare. So I think some of this is maybe transferred over, because that word peptide in skincare is a very safe word. They tend not to aggravate the skin in the same way, for example, that a retinoid would or anything like that. And almost that safety and that scientific data, because people are familiar with that term, peptides, they almost think, oh, it's the peptide. We know in skincare peptides aren't harmful, so maybe they're not so harmful for the body. But that couldn't be further from the truth, because there isn't as much regulation when you're coming looking at injectable peptides.
Okay, so let's go to these injectable peptides. What are they claiming that you're actually putting into your body when you buy these online?
So it really depends, because there's lots of different ones for different things. As we say, the GLP-1 is a weight loss one. The BPC-157 is one for healing and repair. There's so many different ones out there. And really, the key thing is that there are peptides that are available that have FDA approval and that can be given to a person through a medic, through prescription. But then there's all this grey market and black market where there's lots of peptides available, and you just don't know what's in those formulations, because there is no regulation and the tests and the scientific data just isn't there to back up the evidence.
And that's, I suppose, the scary part of all of this, Nikki, isn't it? Is that a lot of these online influencers who are promoting these peptides online, and we heard a clip of some of them there earlier in the introduction, they're making these very sweeping claims about their benefits. Everything from hormonal acne to thickening hair to relieving back pain to even treating chronic UTIs.
I've seen some really crazy stuff. I went down a rabbit hole last night, actually. Somebody, a medic, a US medic, was selling a stack of peptides, claiming that he had supporting data to heal endometriosis, and that endometriosis was fundamentally a mitochondrial issue, and that if you fixed the cellular mechanism that tells your body to produce more endometrium lining, and that if you could fix the signaling, then you would fix endometriosis, which is like a chronic disease that affects a lot of people. I mean, so to make a sweeping claim and a sweeping statement like that, particularly around, a chronic disease where people are particularly vulnerable, is wild. It's absolutely wild. Now, having said all that, I will say that I believe that the science and the testing hasn't caught up with the hype. And it's not that these things haven't been around for a while. Again, like the GLP-1s, when the GLP-1s came out, everyone was going crazy. Oh, you're stealing drugs from people with diabetes. But actually, GLP-1s have been out for a long time. Those drugs have now gone through fairly elaborate testing. They're, embedded in society. We've seen incredible results from them. They've changed people's lives. They've changed the outcomes of, entire populations. So I think we should be treating these with equal parts excitement and trepidation.
Because I saw, you're talking there, yes, there's excitement here. Yes, there's also this trepidation, because I saw Dr. Michael Bonning, he's with the Australian Medical Association, and medical associations all around the world are talking about this. He claims that the benefits are seriously and significantly being overblown online now, and they are not supported by any evidence, because most of the peptides that we are seeing online now haven't ever been clinically trialled.
Yeah, 100%. They haven't been clear. And this is the problem with the hype. This is when marketing and online sales, and you have influencers, not experts, selling you claims and cures to chronic diseases. So like there's 100% of that. But I do think it's going to spark the foundation of something. It'll spark, the investment into the clinical trials. But you are buying, you're taking your life into your own hands when you're looking at purchasing something that very clearly has right across it saying not for human use, for animal use only, for research purposes only. There's two issues. So there's a biological issue. You don't know what the biological impact of it's going to be. Like, saying that it's something that naturally occurs in your body is one thing, but iron naturally occurs in your body. If you take too much iron, it's toxic. If you have too little iron, it's also a problem. So like there's a biological issue there that needs to be addressed. And, it, you know, from an efficacy and a safety point of view, it's a dosage. It's a, you know, what do you need? What are you deficient in? How it's going to affect your body. That's the first point and the first problem, I suppose, to overcome. And the second problem is purity and contamination. So, I mean, even if you could get, you know, even if you could deal with the dosage and the biological issue, where are you getting these peptides from? There's no reputable compounding pharmacies making peptides, certainly on the island of Ireland. And the ones that you're buying elsewhere, you know, what regulation, what are you putting into your body? I've seen people purchase things and then actually have them tested and they're actually just saline or insulin or other things that are quite dangerous. But having said all that, I do think that this online surge of, you know, influence will shape the future of regenerative medicine.
Because this will now force the research.
Yes, it will force the research itself, but also actually even from like a clinical point of view, the medicine is changing. Previously, you know, the average consumer didn't know the blood test, like standard blood testing meant. But the average consumer now can get their blood tests, plug them into, you know, ChatGPT and come up with a fairly comprehensive and fairly decent actually supplement stack. So, I mean, the consumer landscape is changing. The medical landscape is changing. You know, even going back 50 years ago, the local GP was gospel. Whatever they said was God. That's changed. People are questioning things. They're questioning medical authority. They, you know, they want options. They want transparency. They want solutions. They no longer want plasters. So instead of treating diabetes, they want a solution to diabetes. Or instead of treating endometriosis, they want a solution to endometriosis. And I do think that generally speaking, modern medicine is evolving. Skincare is evolving. Aesthetics is evolving. They're all evolving into a much more regenerative process. So previously we treated broken legs with, you know, crutches and with plaster powers. And in the future, will we be treating broken legs with, I don't know, an advanced version of peptides or bone glue or, you know, things are evolving to change how we treat illness, chronic disease, yes. The whole lot.
Yeah, but the problem is that how we're treating it is evolving, but we don't necessarily have the science and the data to take mm-hmm. the risks that we're taking in using these peptides. I think that is 100%. The point. We're using them before having the science to back up their use 100%. And to ensure that we're doing it safely. I mean, we've talked about Luxmaxing on News Talk Daily before, and I've seen it in lots of coverage since then. We did a podcast on it a number of weeks ago if you want to check it out. Do you think, Ivana, this is part of this trend to absolutely optimise how you look and how you perform on a daily basis?
Absolutely, 100%. It's part of the trend. I mean, Luxmaxing, as you say, is all about optimizing the looks and in any way possible. So be it by going to the gym or nutrition or taking supplements or going online and buying these peptides. And I think particularly young men are the most vulnerable ones here. They're the ones who are seeming to be doing the research online. And what the problem issue I see with it, the online research, is that a lot of the time they think they're reading research, but in actual fact, they're really reading a sales pitch and it's disguised as education. That pipeline between a TikTok influencer and the online checkout is almost frictionless.
You say it's almost frictionless, and it is, and that's part of the problem. I mean, how easy is it to get your hands on them and get them delivered to your door here in Ireland?
There is no regulation there whatsoever. You can buy, all you need is a credit card. It doesn't matter what age you are. You just go online and you can buy these things.
So does it feel then that the regulations, once again, are way behind where the trends are?
Yeah, we are always playing catch up. And it is a little bit like the recommendations to ban sunbeds. You know, we were years developing that information. And I think that's what's happened here. And particularly with social media, it's all happening so much faster. And the access to these injectables, it's so much easier to get them. So it's all happening faster than the regulatory bodies can actually keep up with.
What are the risks of taking these unregulated peptides, of going online, of seeing an influencer say, you know, make these claims about them and then, yeah, hit the purchase button, get them delivered to your door?
there's untold risks because we don't know. The research hasn't been done. They haven't been used in this way for a long enough time. And again, like going back to the analogy of the sunbeds, you know, years ago, we didn't know what sunbeds were doing to our skin. And it's taken this length of time, 20, 30 years, to actually realize, actually, yes, this is very damaging. So is that going to be the same thing with peptides? Who knows? Because they're being used for all sorts of different things and the testing just isn't being done.
And the other, I suppose, difficulty too, Nikki, is what we don't often understand is the incentives, either financial or otherwise, that will drive influencers to push these compounds.
Like, that's nothing new here. Even in the medical community, you know, medical communities, you know, in America, there's Netflix documentaries about Adderall and commercial gains that are to be had by both the medical community and the influencer community. But I do think, back briefly to your previous question about the untone, like one of the you know, conversations that's going along in the medical community, particularly about the untold risks, one of the more serious untold risks is that a lot of these peptides claim to produce, you know, cell turnover and repair and growth, cell growth. But cell growth can also be cancer cell growth. So there are cells that you do not want to grow in your body and there are cells that you do want to grow in your body. So, I mean, just from a very simple form, we don't understand it. And that comes back again to this like dosing. And, you know, so even if you could get your hands on the best pure compounded peptides, you as a consumer have no idea about dosing. You've no idea whether you're putting an absolutely lethal dose of something into you or, you know, and like if you look at online, it's all this like the Wolverine stack and get shredded. And I mean, it's very, very confusing. It's very, very difficult. But this is nothing new. We, you know, this is the Kate Moss of this generation. So Kate Moss was cocaine and Coca-Cola and cigarettes. And this generation, it's, you know, peptides, gym, creatine and gym bro culture.
Yeah, and now we know that cocaine, cocktails and cigarettes was not the perfect combination for health, beauty and wellness. I mean, of the peptides that are actually approved by regulators like the FDA or the European Medicines Agency, what do they do? What are their benefits, Nikki?
Well, I mean, like the GLPs are the most obvious ones. Like, so we have Ozempic, which is GLP-1. We have Mounjaro, which is GLP-1 plus glucagon. And then we have the new ones, which are coming down the line, which is also very black market at the moment, which is retatrutide, which is, again, another kind of peptide. But like the benefits of these have been pretty phenomenal and have changed obesity profiles, entire countries and continents. I mean, just to give you some kind of context as well, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the Irish healthcare system was under immense pressure from obesity-related diseases, chronic obesity-related diseases. And we can now see that some of those pressures are easing off, like things like type 2 diabetes, like things like other, you know, heart-related disease from being chronically overweight or obese. And so there is real benefits from these things long term when properly managed, when under prescription, when under medical guidance.
But because we have seen so much controversy recently where we see people who seem to have gone too far in taking these particular peptides and lots of questions about what the long term impact of that would be.
And the thing is, we just don't know. You're playing Russian roulette with your health. And obviously, there is a potential upside, but those potentials they're exciting from a medical frontier point of view, from a research point of view. But from a real life, are you going to be the guinea pig? Like, I mean, on your own hands and on your own life, be it.
To come to you finally, Ivana, sometimes I get the feeling that people are really drawn to quick fixes.
Yeah.
For health, for fitness, for aging. I mean, I understand why, but is that where our culture is at now?
It definitely is. I mean, if we can do something that will instantly transform, I mean, why wouldn't you? But the reality is that's rarely the case. And there are very few circumstances where a quick fix is actually going to work. So it's really important to take the long-term approach to your health and your wellness. And consistency is key. You know, healthy diet, good nutrition, regular exercise, all of the boring stuff, unfortunately, is what is going to get you there in the end.
So if someone is listening right now and they are on their phone listening and they're probably about to go on TikTok or Insta and do a scroll like we all do and they've seen these peptides and think, yeah, love the look of that, I'm going to try it. What's your advice?
Don't do it. 100% don't do it. I would definitely, if you are interested in taking any kind of peptides, you need to do it through your GP, through a medic. Make sure that they're
prescribed, and don't buy them online if you don't know what you're doing.
Ivana Breen and Nikki Dwyer, thanks so much for joining us today on News Talk Daily. Have you seen these products online? Have you bought these products online? Do let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email with your thoughts to newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, or you can get me on Instagram @officialKiraD. Until tomorrow morning, thanks for listening. Goodbye.